determining the specific purpose.
Once you have chosen a topic and a general purpose, you must narrow your choices to determine the specific purpose of your speech. The specific purpose should focus on one aspect of a topic. You should be able to state your specific purpose in a single, infinitive phrase. To inform my audience about blank. To persuade my audience to blank. That indicates precisely what you hope to accomplish with your speech. Perhaps an example will help clarify the process of choosing a specific purpose. Meg Fugit, a student at the University of Wisconsin, decided to give her first classroom speech on a topic from her personal experience. In her job as a lifeguard during the previous 4 summers, Meg had dealt with emergencies ranging from drownings to second-degree burns to heart attacks. Knowing that most people will face an emergency at some point in their lives, Meg wanted to share what she had learned with her classmates. This gave her a topic and a general purpose, which she stated this way. Topic: emergencies. General purpose: to inform. So far, so good. But what aspect of her topic would Meg discuss? The different kinds of emergencies? The emergency situations she had faced? Specific techniques such as water rescue, applying first aid, or preventing a person from going into shock? She had to choose something interesting that she could cover in a 6-minute speech. Finally, she settled on explaining the major steps involved in responding to an emergency. She stated her specific purpose this way. Specific purpose: to inform my audience of the major steps in responding to an emergency. This turned out to be an excellent choice, and Meg's speech was among the best in the class. Notice how clear the specific purpose statement is. Notice also how it relates the topic directly to the audience. That is, it states not what the speaker wants to say, but what the speaker wants the audience to know as a result of the speech. This is very important, for it helps keep the audience at the center of your attention as you prepare the speech. Look what happens when the specific purpose statement does not include the audience. Specific purpose: to explain the major steps in responding to an emergency. Explain to whom? To a group of medical students? To an introductory Red Cross class? Those would be 2 different speeches. The medical students already know the basic facts about responding to an emergency. For them, the speaker might provide a more advanced discussion. But the people in the basic Red Cross class will not have anywhere near the knowledge of the medical students. To communicate effectively with them, the speaker will need to prepare a more general speech. When the audience slips out of the specific purpose, it may slip out of the speaker's consciousness. You may begin to think your task is the general one, of preparing an informative speech, when in fact your task is the specific one, of informing a particular group of people. This may seem like a small point right now, but as we shall see in the next chapter, it is almost impossible to prepare a good speech without keeping constantly in mind the people for whom it is intended.
Tips for formulating the specific purpose statement.
Formulating a specific purpose is the most important early step in developing a successful speech. When writing your purpose statement, try to follow the general principles outlined below. Write the purpose statement as a full, infinitive phrase, not as a fragment. Ineffective: calendars. More effective: to inform my audience about the 4 major kinds of calendars used in the world today. Express your purpose as a statement, not as a question. Ineffective: is the U.S. space program necessary? More effective: to persuade my audience that the U.S. space program provides many important benefits to people here on Earth. Avoid figurative language in your purpose statement. Ineffective: to inform my audience that yoga is extremely cool. More effective: to inform my audience how yoga can improve their health. Limit your purpose statement to one distinct idea. Ineffective. To persuade my audience to become literacy tutors and to donate time to Habitat for Humanity. More effective. To persuade my audience to become literacy tutors. Or, more effective, to persuade my audience to donate time to Habitat for Humanity. What you need to avoid is a specific purpose statement that contains two unrelated ideas, either of which could easily be developed into a speech in its own right. Make sure your specific purpose is not too vague or general. Ineffective. To inform my audience about the Civil War. More effective. To inform my audience about the role of African American soldiers in the Civil War.